fine. So we are, let's just go over what we did yesterday. We came into a debate between how to read this Rambam regarding the mitzvah of Levaya, of escorting someone at the end of the mitzvah of Achnasas Orchim. We're going to see it's also not only attached to the mitzvah of Achnasas Orchim, if you do an escort or et cetera, even if the guy wasn't necessarily a guest of yours, we'll see that case also coming up shortly. And we said, is that only the shiurim that the Rambam brings, that if it's the rabbi for the Talmud, muvhak, right? The Talmud has to escort him up to 3 parsos. If it's just a Talmud to a rabbi, it's 1 parsa. If it's a rabbi to his Talmud, he has to go to the end of the city. And if it's a chaver, no, that's a chaver, right? 1 second, hold on. Just make sure we got this the correct numbers. Okay. Yeah, no. The first one, right, the Rav to the Talmud is the 70 amos after the end of the city limits. And then the other one is the Tum Shabbos. And then it goes up to the Parsa and then the 3 parsos. 4 amos was the bare minimum. So the Chafetz Chaim asked the Kasha, understand, why is the world makel on this mitzvah of Levaya? What happened? Why nobody does it? And we had a question. I told you that the Rabbi Green would walk me home all the way to my door in the city. And the question was whether or not what he was doing was halachically necessary because we were inside the city. And maybe we're only talking about travelers. And we know that the big raya for that is that you're called a shofech damim if you don't do it. Well, what's a shofech damim? Someone may attack the guy and kill him. And therefore, you have to walk in for this shmira. Or do we say, no, it's not only in that case. It's even in that case. Of course, there's the shmira aspect, but there's also the kavod aspect, like the kachnasas orchim. You want to mechabed the guy. It's the same concept attached to the same mitzvah, right? We said, maybe that's the pshat. And we were stuck, and we said, let's see if Nachman finds the Rambam and looks inside. He did not, and I asked Rabbi Beller to, and he called four big Talmidei Chacham and Poskim on this topic. One guy said, I have no idea. One big guy, they said, the only one who's going to answer your questions are Chaim Knievsky. So Rabbi Beller wrote him a question, a Shilin faxed it to him yesterday. A second guy said, the Emek HaBracha wrote a book, and he said, in the name of the Chazon Ish, he heard. It's just like a shamati, no raya is here. That the Chazon Ish said, touching on what you were talking about, Yisrael, what happens if there are multiple people, guests, a group of bacharim, right, who are walking something? Do I have to malav them? What kind of shmir am I going to give them? They're already together. So Chazon Ish said it has to be only if it's an individual going out, walking outside of the city. That's what this guy said in the name of the Chazon Ish. We don't know where the Chazon Ish got it from, how he knows for sure, but we understand that that equals that it's not a din in kavod for the oreach, for the guest, but rather it's a din shmira, fine. And 2 other rabbis said that they were not sure. No, so it's very, no one knows really what's going on here. I'm going to bring you a raya soon. From the Avos Chesed today, that he holds us even inside the city, not only when you leave the city, but this is clearly unclear, and we'll see what Rav Chaim Knievsky answers, Rabbi Beller. He sent him a fax. If anybody could find a proof, it would be him. You know what I'm saying? He's got a medrash or find something somewhere that makes an indication of it, but it's not clear anywhere where this mitzvah applies, okay? But I would suggest to you that there is no question, nobody can argue that it makes your guests feel good if you walk with them. You understand that? It's unquestionable that it is something that gives them cover, just like when you say hi to them and don't tell them all your problems or whatever it is, or make them feel burdened, or have a fight with your chavrusa at the table while they're there. It's a pashut that's going to not be a good thing. So to this will, yes, be a good thing. Is it a chiyuv? I don't know. That's the Safek. Yes.
The rabbi said that heard from the Chazmish that if a person finds them, this is
a single person does it needs it. Anybody who's not a single person traveler doesn't have to worry.
About Shmira?
Yeah.
Well, how would that apply if the person's not going to be really protected, walking with a baby or?
No, you have a segula.
It's a spiritual protection.
Even and a physical one. What do you mean? What's a baby? I don't know what the baby was.
My wife's walking home with the baby from somebody's house.
Yeah.
And the baby's not going to, she's walking by. The baby's not going to give her a higher level of shmira.
Of course not. The baby's nothing.
So does that mean, is that the same as her walking alone?
Of course.
It's all about shmira.
Yeah. No. It's not about, if it's according to this Chazon Ish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You need somebody to.
Another person is someone. I mean, another person doesn't have to be a muscle man. You can take Eva Spector. It's fine. Okay, no offense. Okay, you don't need Manny. Okay, fine. Let's continue. So that's what we were waiting to get a clear answer, but. Hopefully we'll get it. But it would not be a bad idea to try to do something in this area, to try to make people feel good, if you can. I wouldn't get into trouble now and start fighting with your wife about walking a guy for an hour home, and when we don't know that it's a chiyuv yet. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't do those types of things. Okay. Chipasti umatzasi b'choshen mishpat. Says, we're in the notes still. I searched and I found in Choshen Mishpat Simin Tavkav Zayin, Vesma Seif Katan Yud Aleph, Hevi Vishima Darkei Moshe, this is the Ramah. He's bringing in the name of the Darkei Moshe, that in our days, Ein Nohagin, new idea. We do not have the Minhag, even a Talmud to a Rav, for a Parsa. We don't do it. This is the Darkei Moshe talking. It's not our Minhag. Why? Mishum demochlim al kvodam, because people are mochel on their kavod, right? So they're mochel on their kavod. You don't have to do it. Now, v'yesh leilechimo o afilim chavero arashar. So you just have to go. Says this Darkei Moshe. You don't take him all the way, a whole parsa. Just take him to the gate of the city. Okay, to the gate of the city. O lefachot arba amot, or at least the four amos. Ad kan lashono. So this Sma, in the name of the Darkei Moshe, is saying the reason why we don't do it in our days, again, he's not answering our question of you have to walk him inside the city, or this guy was still, in the Darkei Moshe's case, is going outside of the city, right? And the question is, why don't we do it? Says Darkei Moshe, everybody's mochel their kavod. You don't take him all the way. Bine, says the Chafetz Chaim. Megamara mash b'sham da'asel ha'roech limchol al mitzvahs levaya. You can't mochel it. Why? Now, If you think about it, you can mochel your kavod, but you can't mochel your shmira. You understand? You can't mochel your life. That's what he's about to ask. So there is an indication here from the Sma and the Darkei Moshe that if you can mochel this mitzvah of someone walking you home, on some level, it's an idea of kibud, achnasas orchim. And if that's the case, then it's also applying in the city. But then the Chafetz Chaim says, the Gemara Sota says, kol she'eno milave umislave ki'ilu shofech damim. Also, the guy who is the escorter and the escortee, the one who is getting escorted, if they mochel, they're shofech damim. You can't do it. You can't. So how do you, if he's a shofech damim, how can you say I'm mochel my kavod and I'll be a murderer? You can't do such a thing. The guy was being escorted. So that's the kasha the Chafetz Chaim asks. He's saying all of the issues that we're discussing is clearly in the poskim. We see that. They're debating this. Yes, Yoni. Know what I said 5 seconds ago? Is there an echo in this room? Thank you. That's exactly my conclusion. And now his saying, no, you can't mochel the Chafetz Chaim because the Gemara says also the escorted and the escortee is mashma, that it's not about kavod, it's about shmira. Good? That's what I just said. Okay, you were thinking while I was talking. It happens. What? How old are you? Okay, you have to hurry up.
Rabbi, if this is all about Shmira.
Do you know what I meant, Yaakov Shon? That he has to hurry up, Yoni?
Or maybe to get married. Rabbi, if this is all
why
about
Shmira. Why does he have to get married? Why does he have to hurry up to get married? What does he have to do?
I'm not sure. I don't know. Oh, so he has his own house so he can walk people out.
Listen to the
No, so he has to start listening to me. So they're listening to his wife, Yaakov. Go ahead, Yaakov. What's your question?
If we're saying right now that the whole idea of being Malav is about Shmira, so nowadays when, you know, we don't really have issues of Shmira.
Okay, that's coming. Get ready.
Okay, sorry.
That's going to be the next paragraph. Okay, that's coming. Ach yesh lo omar. So the Chafetz Chaim's kasha is, how could the Darkei Moshe say that the reason why no one does this mitzvah all the way is because they're mochel and they're kavod? How could that be when we have the Gemara in Sota that says that anybody who doesn't take the escort is also a murderer? The guy who gets it, he can't mochel. So says the Chafetz Chaim, ach yesh lo omar, desham kai al ikr levaya. The Iker Levaya, that you don't melave the guy at all, then you're a murderer. If you don't take even the four amos, you're the murderer. But to take all the way, you don't need it. Masha en kain, l'shiur and halalu, the law, big shiurim, that to go all the way outside of the city, three parsas, one parsa, 2,000. V'smach ledavar mimad de'isa sham begemara. Oh, take a look at this. This is my proof. There's a Gemara over there in Sota, the Ravina, Alve l'Rava Bar Yitzchak, Arba Amos Ba'ir. Ravina escorted Rava Bar Yitzchak four Amos in the city. What do you mean? Why are they doing it in the city? Now, you could say they're doing it in the city because they're going to go out. He's going out of the city. But I think it was just in the city. Let's see. I told Rabbi Beller to look this up just now before I came. Al korchacha mishum de machal lo ala yeser. Must be that since Rava Bar Yitzchak was mochel, that's why he only did four. It was mochel as kavod, but he did the minimum. He did the minimum, then you're not a murderer. If you do the minimum, you're not a murderer right now. And if you don't even take the minimum, they don't bother even the four amos, don't bother, I'm okay, then you're a murderer. As the guy who's walking alone, okay. The kavod is the extra, says the Chafetz Chaim. Anything above the four amos, but the ikker levaya is the mandatory. That if you can't mochel that, because then you're a murderer, okay. But oh, hayanir li lomar. He has a new teretz now. The Chafetz Chaim, not that they mochel their kavod. The Masha Kasav Arambam, the Beisdin, how you met, this is Yaakov Schoenzeit, what he was talking about. The Beisdin, Rambam writes in Halacha Gimel, we read this yesterday, that the Beisdin used to set up messengers, mitzvah men, to walk people back and forth, right? The Ovrei Drachim. Ainu Davka Bizman Sha Drachim Eina Misumanim. That's Davka when the roads weren't marked properly. And if you make a mistake and you're traveling, you're going to get eaten by a wild animal or eaten by an Arab or something. Listim. Aval b'mimikoseinu, in our places, shadrochim miyushavim, that our roads are clear, v'gam he misumanim, everything is inhabited, and we have clear with ways in Google. Ein bechlal zeh. There's nothing to worry about it. Now you can mochel because our streets are safe. The ikir svar azula madadi misafer in Yaakov. He learned this from the safer in. No, this is not a dubai near mochel covered. He gave that. That's the first teretz. The second teretz is the only time the Rambam was saying all these laws is when there was danger in the streets. Now, in the old city, you get somebody who doesn't know where their way around. They can get one wrong turn and they're, you know, in the shuk somewhere. Then you'd have to walk the guy and take care of, make sure he gets home. Okay, it's clear. Or if you're in a neighborhood in Harlem, you don't know what Harlem is. what's the Harlem? Huh? No. It's one part of New York where it's dangerous. Okay, but we have to find the like Johannesburg. Kilgrove. I gave these two terutzim. Number one, the guys are moch on their kavod. Alternatively, it's not kavod, but rather it's this law only applies in dangerous situations. Okay, I only gave these terutzim, says the Chafetz Chaim, in order to melamed schus on the world, on to defend the world. Okay, from not doing this law, but Masha Enam Zahirim Leilech Ad Parsa or Ad Chum Shabbos, people aren't careful to walk the full way. Aval Chalila, Chas V'Shalom Liftor Mitzvah Levaya Gamer. Don't do that. Don't give up this mitzvah because of what I'm telling you. Ki Megamara Mashma Shehu Davar Segula. It is a Davar HaSegula to the guy who's being escorted that nothing bad will happen to him on the way. Begam al yedei alavaya nigmar hag mitzvah bishleimus. Not only is it a segula for shmira, you see his language, it's also something that finishes the whole mitzvah of achnasas orchim in shleimus. Ki eshel, that's the word that the pasuk says about Avram Avinu, made an eshel. Achila, shtia, velina is the sleeping, right? Levaya, it's not lina, levaya. Rosh Tevel Zachila Shtia Levaya. The two different explanations of what that means exactly. So he's saying this is part of the Iker Mitzvah of Achnasas Orchim. Now we're going to hear a fun story of the Gra. This is a fun story time that he doesn't know it's the Gra, but the book down, the note downstairs is going to tell us that the Vilna Gaon was the rabbi in the story. V'shamati Shahaya Maise. It was a story. The Machnis Oreach Echad, the guy who used to take in guests, he was a nice guy. He did a Achnasas Orchim. Sheshalat Eish Benechasav. His house got burnt down, all right, or something got burnt down. The Tamu Aolim, everybody was shocked. Alav Alma Lo Hegein Alav Schus Mitzvaso. How could the mitzvah of Achnasas Orchim not have protected the guy? Now, I just wanted the idea that everybody is shocked when a guy's house burns down, that a mitzvah didn't protect him, is already something about how different their generations were. I'm just telling, think about it. Would we ever think, wow, how did his house burn down? What happened to the mitzvahs? They didn't protect him? His mitzvah of Nasas Orchim? What's going on here? A little bit of a strange kasha to be grappling with. The city is shocked that this Achnasas Oreach had a bad thing happen to him. What do you mean? In any event, that's a side point. That's the story. It's also brought in the Gra Siddur, by the way, as the story of the Gra. Not that he was the guy, but he's the rabbi who's going to talk to this man. So everybody's upset. Why didn't his mitzvah of Achnasas Orchim protect his house? The Amar Gadol Ador Echad, one Gadol Ador. This is the Gra. Mipnei sheminhago hayorak lekabel asa Orchim. Ba'achila v'shtia. His minhag, when he did Achnasas Orchim, was only to feed them and give them drinks. Valala levosam klai, didn't walk them home. No escort. V'achila v'shtia, this is a Gra. And Yaakov Myers. Achila v'shtia is Eish. Right? If you don't have the L, the Lamed at the end, it's Eshel. But if it's just Aleph and Shin, it's Eish. So it burned his house down. That's why this mitzvah didn't have the ability to protect him, because he only did the Aleph Shin. Yaakov Myers would like that. Ki shame eshel eno munach ela im kein heshlima karau. You have to do the mitzvah all the way. Ubepratim alavia hilatoh hilatoeles lahoros as lo saderech. Especially if your escorting him is to give him directions. This is very important for us now, as we're going to see. Directions. Giving a guy directions is the mitzvah of Levaya. Okay? One second, let me just finish the sentence. Yesh chiyuv gadol bazeh. A huge chiyuv to give directions, good directions. Kumo shekasev b'mar shah. The af the mitzvah l'lavosu b'chol gavne. Even though you have a mitzvah to escort a guy, but the Iker Levaya he laharos la mislave sadera shaloy kashal ba. So so that the guy doesn't get lost and get in danger for himself. Ein sham v'zeh ma shesiyamti b'fnim. Yes, who was asking me a question? Daron, please.
It's a bit strange that something is not sedona from the story of the Gemara. It sounds like it was an onesh.
That's right, you get punished.
Well,
we have a Gemara that says, over here that also the guy who doesn't do it is a shofech damim. So a guy who's a murderer, you don't escort people, give them that segula, you're a killer. So if you're a killer, deserves his house to burn down. He's a killer. Sota. It says he's a shofech damim.
That's why they have to do, they have to bring this
carbon. They don't treat him like a... No, well, no. You're going to get the fire.
But then to say that now, the gross word, the guy going to protect him, it sounds like he was actually about to punish.
Yeah.
There wasn't an issa that he didn't do an issa.
He was punished from the heavens. If the Gemara calls you a shofech damim, Doron, a malbim p'nach p'nechav, not you, anyone, you embarrass your friend publicly, etc. You are going to be better jump in an oven. The Rabbeinu Yonah takes that seriously, that you should die before doing it, halachically. You know what I'm saying?
It
says, Shofek Damim!
That's different to the Gemara in Bavnasiyah, which says you're Elichanagan.
Well, I don't know how to tell you this. When you're a Shofek Damim, Doron, you're a bad man, and it makes sense that your house should burn down.
Did anyone die in the story?
Huh?
Did anyone actually die in the story? This guy.
One second, I have two people yelling now. Doron, you said enough. Yes, Aaron Cobb.
Did anyone actually die from this guy in Vilna?
Nobody died. He just lost his house. Big deal.
I'm saying, so why was he kilo shofech damim? If someone actually got killed, I could hear he's responsible in Hawaii.
Well, now we're going into Hilchas, how Shamayim does their business. Is that what you want to talk about in the Musa Shmuz? What does the Gemara say shofech damim? And the guy got his house. What is a shofech damim? Shofech damim gets chenek. So this guy should also get chenek. No, you're not going to get chenek. Okay, this is just showing the seriousness when Hashem says anybody's this ki'ilu oved avodah zarah. That means you're a bad man and you're going to suffer badly. That's what it means. How, what, where? You and Aaron Cobb can write a report on what happens in all of these cases when the Gemara compares you to X, Y, or Z. Is it fair if they burn down your office building or your home or something? Is that fair? You guys work on it on your own. Let me just do one more. I wanted to finish this paragraph, but I think we're gonna stop here. Any other normal questions besides those questions? Any normal questions?
Just a clarify, the mishpat of the client was that he said
two terutzim.
He didn't like those terutzim. He said minimally you can't be mabatel the arba amos, or was he saying even more than
you? No. He was saying that Parrots number one was the reason why the world is not nizhar is because they're mochel, they're kavod. And therefore, and then he asked the kasha on that. And he says, you're not allowed to mochel, you're covered, and if it turns you into a murderer. So how could you do that? Must be that you mochel the extra above four. Mochel, up to four, you can't mochel. That you have to take your escort and escort the guy. And you as the guest have to take that escort. Anything above four, you can mochel. That's what he says, okay, in Teretz 1. Second Teretz he brings is that the whole concept of this walking people and doing thing is only at a time when their roads were very dangerous and there was animals on the road, etc., that you were, or could get lost and get hurt. But in our day, since everything is safe, you don't have to worry about that. But you still have to hold on to the Iker mitzvah of four amos no matter what. That's what he held. And then he said, the only reason I gave these terutzim was in order to melamed schus and Klal Yisrael, who are not careful in this mitzvah, but please, everybody, take it seriously. That's how he finished off over here.
That means that he really wants us to do like Rama. He really wants us to walk all the way. Sounds like from the Mishkan of the Chofetz Chaim.
Again?
It sounds like from the Mishkan of the Chofetz Chaim that really we should be walking them in the full way.
The full way. If they're leaving, well, that's a machlokas. According to what, the two sides, either you have to walk them the whole way if they're walking out of the city or driving out of the city or something like that. You give them a ride to where they have to go. or even in the city, if you hold that it's also applies to people who are not travelers, but neighbors, etc. Okay? That's the machlokas we had that we're going to hear from Rav Chaim Kanievsky and see what his answer is. We'll stop here.
Cool. Thank you, everyone.
Everybody can hang up on the Zoom. I'm going to talk to the boys, see how they're doing for a few minutes. How are you guys doing? Miserable? Is it that?